Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat. And open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne, the building right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to come with these speakers, through your earbuds, wave listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start the show the same way. That's by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to The Bar, tuning in to The Bar, and sharing The Bar. We've been going here 6 years, man, and it's been quite a journey, and I'm really excited about just the new people I get to bring on, as well as bring back some old folks. But this is a newcomer. I've been wanting him on the show for a good while, but we was finally able to make this work and make it happen. I have on none other than my brother, Reagan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's great to finally connect with you.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, we've connected on social a little bit, and you know, you and Daryl spoke really highly of you when you was in one place, and we were talking about all of that, and I was like, man, I really gotta get this guy on my show because I enjoy his podcast as well. So, Reagan, jump right in, man. Introduce yourself to my listeners. Anything you want to share, personal, professional?
Yeah. So I'm Reagan Rose. I run a ministry called Redeeming Productivity, where we talk about personal productivity, but from a biblical worldview, trying to help Christians become better stewards of their time for God's glory. Before that, I was with Grace to You, John MacArthur's ministry, for several years, a graduate of the Master's Seminary. All my friends out there in California, but now living back here in Michigan with my family and just working on this productivity stuff full time.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. Well, so I'm a rewind back to, you know, being at Masters and kind of the path that God is taking you on with that. And then we'll get into the, you know, with the podcast and all that. So take us back to that time frame. You know, when you were going there, what were you, trying to be a pastor or a teacher, or give us a little background on that?
No, for sure. Yeah. You know, I went to seminary to be a pastor. That was my intention. And it's actually pretty cool. God work things together in a really amazing way where I'd been teaching college students the Bible at my church for several years back here in Michigan. That's where I'm from. And I'd really sensed, man, I want to be doing this. I really want to be teaching God's word, but I need to get equipped. And I love MacArthur. I loved him back then. And I just really wanted to go to the Master's Seminary, but we had no money. My wife and I had only been married a couple years, and I was working three jobs. She was working two jobs. We were trying to sort it out. And just amazing bit of providence and just the generosity of some people, a couple that doesn't even really know us that well, ended up scholarshiping us to be able to go out to the seminary. So 3 months after I had said, hey, I'd like to go to seminary, we were in Southern California. It was a wild ride. And just loved my time there. Loved the seminary. Loved being at the church, at Grace Church. And so, yeah, the intention was to do pastoral ministry, but ended up doing a lot of administrative stuff, using some of the skills, some of the gifts God had given me previously, before I had an interest in teaching the Bible, doing things with web development and marketing and things like that. So I ended up working for the seminary for a number of years and then eventually moving over to Grace to You and working with them, doing some of that stuff and getting to utilize the Bible training and some of these other skills together, which has been really fulfilling and just a really kind of different path than I expected, but sure. Really enjoyed it.
Wow. Okay. So, that's interesting. You know, first of all, man, it's amazing to hear stories about people that, you know, are blessed by someone, you know, to get them to do something like that. Like you said, a couple didn't know y'all that well and were able to start you on that path to get you going to the seminary, working for Grace U and all of that. That's a really amazing. So let's talk about your role there at Grace U. You talk about using your admin and social media skills. What were some of the things that you kind of implemented there or was in charge of there? Because like I said, Daryl spoke really highly of you, Daryl Harrison of Just Thinking. And I'm assuming you guys got to work together a lot as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. So Daryl and I started at the same time.
I didn't know that.
2 weeks of each other. Yeah. So we were both the new guy at the same time. So we bonded nice. Over that. But also we kind of worked hand in glove a lot because, you know, Daryl oversaw social media there and I was over like the other side of the web side of the ministry. So I oversaw the developers for the website and the apps, and then we had some people doing content for, you know, the blog and some of the other aspects of the ministry. So my title was Director of Digital Platforms. So mm-hmm. kind of any of the stuff that was online. So it was cool because Daryl and I worked together all the time doing we had to integrate with the stuff he was doing on social media, what we were doing on the website and the app. So
that's cool.
It was really neat.
Wow. Amazing, man. Amazing. And so now let's get into the podcast. Cause you know, you talk about productivity and all of that. I'm gonna let you talk about what inspired you to start that. And then I want to get into, you know, maybe dropping some little jewels with my listeners, man, some tips or whatever. So what inspired you to even start that podcast?
Yeah, so I'm not like a naturally productive person.
That was going to be my first question.
I always have to disclaim that because people are like, "Oh, you're the productivity expert." It's like, no, my friend. This my interest in this is driven by necessity.
Right.
I was so lazy. I was up until like my young adult years. I was like 100% addicted to video games. Like, I mean, I love games, but like, I was like way loved it too much. And so I was like aimless and just absolutely all over the place. And so when I started, you know, realizing like that the Christian life is, it's more than just waiting around for heaven. Like there's work to be done. It's a stewardship to be had that to glorify God with your life. Like that's what it's all about. I started realizing, man, I gotta get this house in order. And so I started mm-hmm. reading books on productivity and listening to podcasts, but it was all like from secular authors or speakers. And it just didn't, like, there was like a lot of good practical stuff, but like the underlying philosophy was all about, well, don't you want to do this so you can get rich? Or sometimes there would be even like mystic type stuff about, you know, like the law of attraction or the secret, you know, manifesting stuff. And so the more I read this stuff, I was like, man, I love the practical stuff. I feel like there's not a lot of like really hyper practical things about forming good habits, getting stuff done, like specifically for Christians, that's actually done from like a biblical perspective. And so that's kind of mm-hmm. the gap that I saw. And so I started writing on personal productivity. I think it was in my first or second year of seminary, actually. You talk about a time when you need to learn to manage your
right.
time well. Going through seminary, man, it's like a full assault on your attention.
Right.
So, I started writing on it back then, and originally it was for pastors. It was called The Pastor's Week before I renamed it Redeeming Productivity. And it was just kind of like, how do you manage your week? How do you manage writing sermons, that kind of stuff? And then eventually I broadened it out more to just kind of generally productivity for Christians.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Because, like I said, that was gonna be my first follow up question. Was like, you know, so are you that guy? But
no, I am not that guy.
So what's cool about it, man, is, you know, I'm not a gamer, but just because of the nature of, you know, having social media and a podcast and a network that I try to run, you know, I was the way I found your podcast was by, you know, looking for, you know, ways to, you know, I guess be more productive, but from a Christian perspective, like that was like, yeah, all the bells and whistles for me, because like you said, there's a lot of podcasts and information about being productive and, you know, managing time, but to have it from a biblical basis is what really, really drew my attention to you. And I hope I can send some more listeners your way, man. So and recently you had one of my network folks on, which was really cool. Miss Marcy.
Yes. I love Marcy. Yeah. The yes. Thankful Homemaker. She is yes. awesome.
Marcy is amazing. She's actually one of the first podcasts on the Bar Podcast Network. So big shout out to her. But yeah, man. So just kind of talk about the response you've had since starting this podcast. What has been the feedback? What's been the response since you got this going?
Yeah, no, it's been really cool. I kind of, you know how it is. Like, if anybody who's like a creator of anything, like you, there's always this sense where like you're going to make this thing and you're wondering, is anyone going to like it? Yep. Like, I think it's cool, but is anyone going to care? But the response has been really positive. Like, I think a lot of people kind of sense, people who are interested in trying to become more personally productive that are like solid believers have sensed there was a gap there. So I constantly hear the feedback of, this is what I was looking for. Mm-hmm, oh, this is like, you guys are my people. Like, thinking you want to do this for the right reasons. You're actually trying to live a life that serves God better. So it's been exciting. I mean, the podcast is only, I think I started it in 2019. Originally, I started stuff off just blogging, you know. So it's growing slowly but surely. But we have some loyal listeners, and we've made some really awesome lifelong friends just from, you know, putting my voice out there on this topic out into the world, and people that never would have discovered otherwise stumbled across. And so, yeah, it's been awesome. Hoping to continue it. I have no plans of stopping anytime soon.
I love it. Okay, so as far as where do you see it going, and you know, any other kind of additional content? I know you've been doing some videos at one time. What are some of the things you want to see happen with it, especially since you're now doing it more frequently?
Yeah. No, so I'm let's see, March 1st of last year, so a little over a year ago, I was able to start doing Redeeming Productivity like as my full-time job. And so that's not just the podcast, but I developed some courses and like a little program that kind of works people through like learning these practical skills in like a community of other believers. And so that's enabled me to kind of start doing this full-time and do a bit more on the content side of things. So I've ventured into YouTube, and I keep writing articles, obviously keep doing the podcast. I have a newsletter that deals with these topics, kind of gives a practical tip for productivity for Christians, along with some of the, like, the best resources that week that I found online on along these lines. So kind of the long-term plan is I just want to keep pumping out good stuff on this and hopefully continue to find ways that'll be helpful to people. I really enjoy doing the teaching aspect of it. That's what's been kind of funny, is like, it is sort of a teaching ministry in a way. So it's been neat to dig in and do some of these longer video courses, like that, where there's like parts of it where we're looking at the Bible and we're like applying it, but we're also like, you know, developing exact specific strategies for like how, for example, I do one on morning routines, and it just walks people through, how do you get to bed at the right time? How do you wake up at the right time? And what okay, now go set your alarm so that it's going to happen every day. Okay, what's your Bible reading plan for the year? So that, I really love that stuff. I want to create more of that, that just bridges the gap between like really sound biblical theology and hyper practical steps that someone could take to live a more God-glorifying life.
Love it. Love it. Sounds awesome, man. That's exciting. And I hope that there might be a listener that might can jump in on that, because that sounds really cool, bro. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Back.
Welcome to our channel for ordinary people with extraordinary lives. This is a series dedicated to bring to you the testimonies of believers and followers of Jesus Christ, giving you an intimate look into the lives of people coming from different walks of life. These are people who have acknowledged that we are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. We were God's enemy. In order to restore our relationship with God, we have to repent, turn away from our sins, and confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, and that the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. We believe that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. Join us on our journey as we listen to the transformed lives of this people and how the Lord brought them out of darkness into light.
All right, we're back in here with my brother. And this is the side of the podcast where we do what I call the bar signature questions. These are the three questions I ask all of my guests. And so the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man. I'm like not a big music person. I'm going to embarrass myself. I do listen to music, but usually it's like generic, like lo-fi hip-hop. Like, you know, go on YouTube and find like playlists for concentration.
Yes. Yes, no, you're home. This is what I love. Lo-fi hip-hop, bro. That's soundtrack perfect of my life.
I got like one of those Amazon Echo things.
Yes.
That's just what's always playing in the background while I'm working.
Yes. Yes. All day. Like I had to pause it to get on the phone with you. Like that's
yeah, same here. That's hilarious.
Legit. Yes. No, that answer is respected here, brother. You're in good company.
You know, I also like the old, I like Christian music too. I'm not like big into the modern stuff. I'm not got nothing against it, but I like the old stuff. I like the hymns. There's some people who do some nice modern, you know, I don't know what you call it, retreatment of old hymns and stuff. I like listening to that stuff on the road trips and whatnot, but yeah, mostly it's stuff with no lyrics, you know, just the beats for concentration.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Good stuff, man. I kind of figured that was your answer, even before I asked it. So that's pretty cool. All right. What book or books are you currently reading?
Oh, man. So I'm reading Atomic Habits, which is very like on brand for me, I guess. We do. I have this thing called like the Redeeming Productivity Academy. It's like a community for people who are trying to improve in these things, and we have a book club that's part of it. So we're literally reading that book over the next, I think we have 3 more weeks of it, and then we talk about it. So rereading that. I'm also reading a book on Christian worldview. My mom just got it for me, and it's awesome. You ever read Randy Alcorn's Heaven? That book? Yeah, I love that book. But he was saying in an interview somewhere that this book, Creation Regained by Albert M. Walters, Biblical Basics for a Reformational Worldview, he said that was one of the things that made him start thinking about heaven and all that stuff differently. This book is awesome. It's a classic, I guess. This came out in the 80s, but Creation Regained, really enjoying that. It's on Christian worldview.
Nice. I love it. Good deal. All right. So last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm, you know, still a mega J-Mac fanboy, so I listen to him all the time. You know, it's ironic. I don't listen to as many podcasts anymore because I, like, don't commute. Like, yep. I just didn't even think about it. When I was driving or walking to work all the time, like, I listen, but I just work from home now, so I don't really listen to that many podcasts anymore.
Same here.
Unfortunately. Are you the same way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this. Yeah. When like the pandemic happened, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but like the stats on my podcast, like just went a major dip because I think everyone was working from home.
100%. Yep. That's exactly what happened. The commute no longer. I mean, a lot of people don't commute. You know, I don't commute, and that makes a difference. A lot of people, you know, listen to podcasts while they're going to work. And
totally.
Yeah, definitely saw a difference for sure. Well, listen, brother, this has been fun, man. Always like to end the show by giving an opportunity to leave any words of encouragement, any productivity tips, or whatever you want to leave before we slide out of here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the thing I think about all the time, and this is really my my bit of worldview advice, is the Christian life is a stewardship. Man, all your time, your energy, your efforts, all the skills God's given you, those are not yours, they're his, and it's our responsibility and privilege to make a good return on those gifts for him. So being productive, making the best use of your time, that is how you glorify God each day of your life. So it's the greatest joy and the greatest privilege to get to be a servant of the King of Kings.
Awesome. Amen, brother. Awesome, awesome. Thank you again for coming on, man. This has been fun. To the Bar Podcast, folks, thank you guys for listening to the Bar Podcast, your favorite podcast. Come out every Tuesday. Go to thebarpodcast.com. Check us out. And to check out any of the podcasts on the Bar Podcast Network, just hit that network tab and check out all the podcasts on the network. Also, if you want to pick up some bar gear, go to thebargear.com. And until next time, you guys, God bless. And we are out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.